Hi, this is Sean Southern. You may recognise me from games such as Lotus Esprit Turbo Challenge, Supercars, Trailblazer and Kickstart. The first experiences I had with computers were with a Commodore PET at school. I would stay on after school to be allowed to use it, and I used Commodore Basic on it. I guess this led me to be loyal to Commodore machines rather than the Spectrums and BBC Micros that all my friends had. I pestered my parents for a VIC-20, which I got for Christmas in 1981. I was writing games in Basic on it, but it wasn't until I saved up for a machine code cartridge that I started to code in earnest. I did have a Basic game published in CMVG called Brick Blaster, which I earned £10 for, and the first few games I wrote were sold on tape through adverts in the back of another weekly computer magazine. I must have sold about 20 or 30 of these at about £5 each. There just weren't any games about then. These games were Subshot, you can guess what that one is, and Olympic Skier, which all went out eventually through Mr. Chip Software. We used to go on holiday to Rill, and Mr. Chip Software was based nearby. I went to see them, and the owner, Doug Braisby, started selling my games. This led to games being released by Matchtronic, Gremlin, Ocean, amongst others. Pod was, like a lot of the other games that I've written, based on quick reactions, good to play on a keyboard or old Atari joystick. I'm supposedly like Grid Runner by Jeff Minter. I'd never seen his game when I wrote Pod, even though I did play all his Camel games. Of course, they're both really based on Centipede, but I like the idea in Pod that when you blow things up it could stop you from moving and cause you to have to find a different route round. It might have been another game that was built on the C16 first, but I remember the C64 version had a mad scrolly parallax 3D background made from Rasterlist colour changing. This added to the psychedelic effect and made it a bit harder to see what was going on, but it certainly made it colourful. Pod actually surfaced as an Amiga game too. I think it was a bonus game on Lotus 3, and it was also released on a cover disc. It was one of the only games released for the ill-fated Gizmondo handheld console. I was working for Warthog when it was bought by Gizmondo, and our small team did versions of Trailblazer and Pod, and were halfway through a new racing game when the company went bust.